Blog Talk Radio.
In 82 hours, a young one in the bus. Initiation started and it ended in a bus. As I got older, I got stopped to prove my worth. More times than others, I fell face first in the dirt. Whoa, can't you see? You never take the gang out of me. Whoa, can't you see? You never take the gang out of me. Rushing up at the wall, so it's no stop to the front. Afraid on the weekend, soldier, so good as take the hunt. Like Julius Caesar, waiting for a knife stuck in his back. I searched so proud and soul, and I won't go out like that. Whoa, can't you see?
Alright, we're back after a long and interesting break. And we're here today with a not as much a special guest because he's on the show most of the time, but the scenario that brings him here is interesting to say the least. Jay?
Oh, that's right. Hey, yeah, I'm here. I couldn't hear anything you just said there. It's kind of one of the drawbacks of being in an internment camp. I believe you probably gave me a good solid intro. Good to be back. You know, due to legal constraints, I can't really say much about why I'm here, but I can say, and just with all honesty, that the Nebraska Families Collaborative is about 95% behind the reasons why I'm here. Largely, I believe it's set us up, Dick. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But love will find a way. I believe it's found a way right now. You know? Love has found a way. You know, and I say this, you know, with a little bit of sadness in my heart, because I have an announcement to make. You ready, Jake?
Yep.
So, great sorrow that we announced the departure of Ernie Chambers, intern on the show for a few months or so. Ernie's gone back to Lincoln. As you know, Jake, the real doubt among the pool of interns here in town has really been depleted.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that it'd be good if we went the non-traditional route and started recruiting talent at some of the lesser-known institutions, namely the Sienna Francis House. And so, Jake, I think right now I'm going to just go ahead and just get this over with, and I'm going to introduce Parent Unafraid new intern, none other than Jake Smoon, affectionately known as the Drunk Bum. I call him quite simply DB. So, DB, say hello. Hello.
Hello there.
So, me, you've been incarcerated for about how long now? About a month. Davis, at least you got my name right. That's good. So about a month, how is it, DB, that you were still drunk? I'm drunk on life, Jay Davis. Drunk on life. Drunk on life. That's inspiring. That's inspiring. So, DB, I'm out, you know, to get acquainted with our listening audience. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Well, my name is Jay Smooth. I'm a Virgo and a longtime resident of Kent City. But sorry, ladies, I'm taken.
Ooh, that's a damn shame.
That's right. But anywho, I have three kids. They're 4, 7, 17. There's two girls and obviously a boy.
Obviously. And obviously. I think I've heard you say you're married. Is that correct?
That's right, Jay Davis. But unfortunately, I believe she is quite likely dead.
She's dead? You mean like this? And she's no longer living?
Well, she's no longer living with me.
Well, that's tragic, DB. That's tragic.
Yes, it is. But anywho, if anyone has any information on my missing wife, or they want her name's Weather, or they want to send me some money.
Hold on. Are you trying to solicit money live on the air right now?
Well, you're not paying me anything, Jay Davis.
That's true. Good point.
But if you want to send me something, I'm Josh Rasmussen. I'm at 1208 Golden Gate Drive, Papillion, Nebraska, 68046.
That's Sarpy County Jail, correct?
That's correct. But I'm out. Do you need any copy, Jay Davis?
Good intern. Go fetch. All right, that's BB. BB, I think, it's going to be a good addition to prove Jake. At least if he's not, we know he's locked up safe away, here.
Yeah, this is true. At least we don't have to worry about paying him, especially out there.
That's right, and since they kept smoking out of the jails, he's really got no salary. I think, they say everything happens for a reason, Jake.
Yeah.
And I think, and this is pretty interesting to me, since arriving here at the NSC internment camp, I've been able to meet, I think, at least six other fathers here who are dealing with NSC right now.
Oh, really?
Isn't that interesting?
That is very interesting. Wow.
Let's consider the total numbers of things here. And I'm in an area that holds, 23 people, I think. So it seems like a quarter of the people, now this is just a small sampling, but a full 25% of these people are involved with the NSC. And it makes me wonder, is their presence here just an, I guess, an offshoot of the reasons why they're dealing with NSC, or has NSC placed a lot of people here just to get them out of their way? I know I can speak for myself, but there have been, I've had the opportunity since being here to file a couple motions in court for a couple other guys who are dealing with the same thing. Maybe not on the same level that we are facing here.
Yeah.
But we're able to carry on the paramedical grade work even here behind bars. NSC is trying to keep us quiet. They're trying to shut us down. But even here, in Hogan's Heroes Camp, we're able to continue God's work. And it makes me feel good.
Right.
How about those Vikings, Jacob?
Oh, you should have seen them the other night. They were winning.
Tell you what, I don't want to incriminate myself. I guess I will. I bet my milk this morning on that game, and I bet against the Vikings.
Ha!
I know. Hindsight is 20/20.
All right.
BB, there. Thank you. BB has just delivered a nice warm cup of coffee. I'm going to check this out. Sorry that I can't get in here right now, but at least you're a free man and you can get your own homeless intern.
I can find that.
Yep. I do believe we've hit the jackpot here. Let me try this. Give me some of this. That's not bad, Biggs. What kind of coffee is that? Folgers, huh? You get the Folgers here behind the bar, huh? How do you get that Folgers in here? That's premium blend coffee. How exactly do you stick things in? I hooped it. Now that's a little too much. That's my fault. I knew where that was going, and I let you go that way anyhow. Totally my fault. Inappropriate. Not a good conversation. Kind of good to do the show again, Dave. Kind of good to do the show again.
Yeah, it is.
I think you've probably been made privy to the plans here moving forward as far as the remainder of my incarceration here. We're going to keep some of that on a down level. We're going to keep a little bit of a secret. Want to keep NSC guessing, if you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I believe if they knew the plan, they would attempt to thwart it.
I wouldn't doubt it at this point.
Wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
Hey, want to do me a huge favor considering I'm in jail, Jacob?
Sure.
or as we like to say, NFC POW camp, right?
Yeah.
Just for me, I might would take a break and throw on the Jay Davis theme song during the break.
All right. Just to clarify, is it the one that says Jay's theme or the one that says fucking?
That's the Jay's theme. Yeah.
All right.
I'm Jay Davis.
Now I'm Jay
Smoove, the drunk bum, and here's Jacob Curran taking us to break.
I would like to point out, though, really quick, that we are at like 3 minutes now for time.
All right, well, let's just take this one out of here.
Yeah.
All right, again, Jay Smoove, come on over here. That's a great cup of coffee. Keep sitting about something out here. Later, y'all, I'm out. Chloe, Golden Gate Drive, Papillion, Nebraska, 68046. Yeah, I take pennies, nickels, and dimes. I'm Josh Radford. Pennies, nickels, and dimes, I'll take. Hey, Jake.
Yeah.
Good to talk to you. Good to do the show. Let's do the Jay Davis theme song.
All right.
More times than others, I fell face first in the dirt. Whoa, can't you see? You never take the gang out of me. Whoa, can't you see? You never take the gang out of me. Afraid on the weekend, thought so good and take the hunt. Like Julius Caesar waiting for a knife stuck in his back. I stood so proud and tall, and I won't go out like that. Whoa.
Yep, we're at 90 seconds now.
All right, well, I'm going to sign out anyway. Thanks for doing the theme song. I feel a little bit more empowered.
Yeah.
Just because of it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm able to see now. Jay Smoove is going to serve up some more coffee over here. I'm going to do some training over here on the broadcasting skills. We'll get.
All right. See you later.
All right.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our fearless leader currently being incarcerated inside the NFC prisoner of war camp, or simply known as the Sarpy County Direction or Corrections Facility, or whatever you prefer to call it. I think I'm going to call it fairly early, since I don't really have a lot of really subjects to talk about today. There's not really much going on in the world. So, in that case, I will see all of you in our next episode.